I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. This is a good day for President Trump. The last pending criminal prosecution has been dismissed. This is the one in Georgia in which he was accused of attempts to overturn the 2020 election. But does it mean that he is innocent of crimes there? Let's go through it. This is the case where the president asked Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger on a phone call to find 11,780 votes to overturn the vote count. It appeared at the time the most dangerous for then-former President Trump. It actually had a charge of racketeering, which could have actually brought prison time. The case had been lingering since prosecutor Fannie Willis was disqualified to prosecute because of a romantic conflict of interest. Finally now, the man charged with finding another prosecutor, Pete Skandalakis, went to the courtroom of Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee and asked that the case be dismissed, that he could not find another prosecutor. It has been. Trump has posted saying the case should never have been brought. Quote, "We have to hold responsible those who attempted to destroy our legal system and nation itself as they tried to silence and imprison political opponents." He claims First Amendment rights. Now, the request for dismissal's core issue was that this was a case that should have been tried on the federal level, and that at the time, Special Prosecutor Jack Smith did have an investigation. That one was dropped when Trump entered office this year with immunity given by the Supreme Court. In Georgia, the dismissal says that the case can be brought back again if the statute of limitations has not run out. That would be very complicated, though. Now, it says nothing about whether Trump is guilty of the crime or not. It just says it should be a federal case. So, the Stormy Daniels case is settled. New York fraud case has gone away. Now this. So, questions. Am I understanding that President Trump is saying courts should not be used to punish opponents? Is this the same man who is trying to prosecute James Comey and Letitia James? The same man who has talked about sedition and the death penalty against a political foe? Is this really happening at the same time? Do you feel the charges should be brought again in Georgia when Trump leaves office? Which is a good thing? His bringing criminal charges against political foes, or his saying that the Justice Department should not be used to prosecute them? Is he innocent of these Georgia charges? Does any of this make sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.